Morning. It's Tuesday, December the 10th. September the 10th. Did I just say December? Sounded like it to my ears. September the 10th, 2019. It's 7:16 a.m. It's a chilly morning this morning. 58. I suspect official temperatures. It's usually like 3 to 5 degrees lower than what was outside my back door. But hi. I'm moving. I got out before 7 this morning, which is really my goal, is to get underway by 7 a.m. So I can be back. I'm going to get this posted by 8 a.m. Clear the decks, do a couple chores. I got to pay my estimated taxes this morning. Before I forget. And 9 o'clock, I've got an alarm set to remind me to start writing. I did that yesterday. I really want to start writing when I wake up, but the problem is I'm not exactly awake. I mean, I like digging right in, getting up and digging in, but last couple days anyway, I've been sort of like brain is not turning over. Brain is like, no, don't make me do this. I did make a list of the scenes that I have to have. It's about 9, 10 maybe. Additions that I need to put in to round out the story. I still don't have the covers from Jesse, I believe. I should probably send him an email. Trees turning. I'm trying to be a little more aware, trying to get out of my head and get into the physical space. I heard, here are two trees. I walked by them yesterday. I didn't notice that they were turning. I suppose there's so much to work at. There's so much to think about. There's so much to... to being in the moment that it's easy to miss some stuff, except by repeated viewing. And of course, the other side of that is that I'm so frequently just inside my head thinking about what I want to say next that I don't see what's happening around me. I don't have the metronome going today, so this is probably going to run into 19 minutes, so. Trying to take it easy on my knees a little bit here. Oh, that's a horrible, that's... spicy baked, spiced baked apple, cinnamon apple, oh my goodness. It's like a, I'm smelling like an apple turnover, a hot apple turnover. Hot apple pie, something like that. I have no idea how that's even possible. I'm not even sure I'm smelling it. It may be just some sort of weird brain jujitsu that I picked up an aroma and it reminded me of it. Now I can't get that aroma. Anyway, phew, what do I want to talk about today? So I've been listening to, I have a Pandora station called The Doors, and it's The Doors, The Rolling Stones, Creedence Clearwater, Cream, it's not a new channel, it's a channel I've had for a long time. But I stopped. I was looking for something to listen to on our ride down to Denver last weekend. And so I thought, oh, Doors, that would be, that's road music. That's Easy Rider music. Steppenwolf, Get on the Highway. It was fun, and so I've been listening to it, and thinking about music, thinking about how I have almost, well, pretty much zero music in my life. I don't have a music habit, and I don't know exactly when it happened. There was a time when I was moving every couple of years that, okay, that's different. Stepladder sitting on a fence, literally on top of the fence, horizontal to the ground. There was a time that when I moved, the last thing I disconnected was the sound system, and the first thing I reconnected in the new place was the sound system, so that I had tunes. And I've got a really substantial collection of vinyl. I still have it. It's, you know, the covers are all stuck together and ratty looking. And at least some of them have been partially destroyed by cat claws and. And I still have a turntable, and I still have the amplifier. So in theory, I could set up a sound system again. I've got plenty of speakers sitting around. If it's a pretty good quality speaker sitting around. But I don't listen to music. All the CDs, I've got dozens of cassettes. I don't even know if the cassettes will even still play because some of them are so old. But I do stuff now where my brain is busy. Writing. Thinking. Come on up when I get ready, sit with me. Monk post. And I don't have the same kind of hands and eyes busy that I used to have. And the idea of just sitting quietly on the sofa with my head back, my eyes closed, and floating on the sound is like... I guess my ADHD, it won't let me do it anymore. Of course, the days when that was a thing, was I was much younger and much more distractible, shall we say. The Cheech and Chong period. Every once in a while, I think of being in Kodiak, in the barracks at Kodiak, where music was the only thing that kept us going. Well, that booze, perhaps some other chemicals. But Kodiak was where Phil Kerrs turned me on to music that I had not grown up with, living a sheltered life in rural Maine. The idea that I might sit and listen to an album of Bob Dylan music, or... Well, I never really was a big Joan Baez fan, but Judy Collins, Joni Mitchell. Eric Clapton. Layla will always take me back to Kodiak. It's good to be out walking early, getting back into schedule here, getting back into the swing of things. I'm still thinking about Dear Writer, You Need to Quit, and the things that I need to quit. The truth is that of all of them, I recognize all of them, but there's a lot of them that I don't do. I never thought I had to do all the things. I never thought that I don't know, there were a lot of them that just sort of slipped by. But the systems approach to behavior modification makes just so much sense to me, always has. It's the fundamental characteristic of education, the underlying notion that learning is a system. Part of a larger system. Education is a system. It's part of a much larger political sociological system. Question the premise. I need to write 12 books a year. Where did that come? I don't even know where that came from. That's just so dumb. You don't need to write 12 books a year. Make a living writing, okay? Make a living writing. But you don't need 12 books a year to do it. You just have to invest in getting the audience in place to support your writing. most people don't seem to be willing to do the work. Most people don't seem to be willing to take the time to build the audience, to hone craft, to do the things that matter. And they want to do the easy things. They want to do the things that are marginal at best. They want to do the things that make them feel good. They don't necessarily want to do the work, which apparently is my problem right at the moment. I don't seem to want to do the work. Although I do want to get into this next book, so having that, got what, 3,000 words into it already, I've written probably twice that in backstory and inspiration pieces and so there's a certain, I'm forcing myself to do this one, to finish Cape Grace, so I get it out of the way before I start with The Barbarian. It was a pretty sunrise this morning. I wasn't out in it, but I did see it peeking through the blinds this morning. There's a front that's pushing through, sweeping all the clouds overhead off to the east. I did have to put on a sweatshirt this morning. 58 degrees and very little sun. It's a little chilly. So I threw on a hoodie this morning. That's very comfortable. I want to go through this gate, but the sprinklers are spraying the other one. Huh. First world problems. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.